Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today's gospel gives us a picture of Jesus continuing his ministry as he travels about teaching and healing. And it's interesting to see and kind of watch the different responses of the people to Jesus as he came through their area. There were those who had hearts for God, and they responded to Jesus coming through their area, to his teachings, to his healings, and they turned to God. And there were other places where the people's hearts were turned away from God. They were afraid and became even more afraid as Jesus came among them. In today's gospel, that's what we have with this group of people. We see Jesus performing a healing of an outcast, a man possessed by many demons. We see how the man who was healed himself turned to God. We see those that lived there and saw this great miracle turn from God and even ask Jesus to leave. And we must always strive to keep our hearts soft so that we respond to God's work among us with faith and with joy. As Jesus came into the countryside, here are the Gadarenes, he meets this man that's possessed by many demons. Sometimes the man had to be bound in chains. Sometimes he lived in tombs. They really couldn't contain him. He was possessed by so many demons, he was called Legion. And when he sees Jesus, the demons cry out through him in a loud voice and acknowledge Jesus as the Son of God, the Son of the Most High God, they say. And they beg him not to be cast into torment. It's interesting that the demons didn't want to go into the torment of hell. As I've noted at other times, just intellectual assent or intellectually believing that Jesus is the Son of God is not enough for salvation. We must believe and draw near. We must believe and place our faith and trust in him. Now, Christ drew from these demons the reluctant confession that he was the Son of God. They believed it. They knew he had complete power over them. But they didn't want to be cast into hell, but yet they also didn't want to draw near to God. Now, the country of the Gadarenes was a Gentile territory where people raised swine, which were unclean to the Jews. And there was a nearby herd of swine feeding there on the mountain. And this, as I said, this legion of demons knew that Jesus could cast them into the torment of hell. So they begged Jesus to just allow them to go into this herd of swine. And as Jesus, in fact, does this, the demons leave the man they had possessed. They enter the swine, and what happens? The entire herd throws themselves down the countryside into the water and is drowned. And Legion was an appropriate name because there were so many demons who left and went into the swine, the entire herd was affected. The entire herd was drowned. And when those that fed them and saw what had happened, they fled in fear. They went back to the town, went back to the country, and in the city there, and told what they had seen. Now, does this, in a way, this is kind of like another occurrence where someone saw Jesus and then ran back to the nearby city to tell what had happened? Well, in that case, it was a woman who was not fleeing from Jesus, but going to bring others back to Jesus. She said, "Come, see a man who told me all things I ever did. Is not this the Christ?" This was a Samaritan woman at the well. She reacted with love with Jesus there in his presence. She reacted by proclaiming that the Messiah was among them. these swine herders acted a little differently. Their profit had just been removed from them. The herd just went down into the sea. They fled in fear, and they had to go tell what had befallen their commerce. These people saw the power of God, but they fled from it. They were more concerned about their profit than the miracle that they had just been witnessed. What should have happened with this group of people when they heard of the great miracle that was done? How should they have reacted? Well, how did the Samaritans react when the Samaritan woman came to them? They came out to see Jesus. Well, the Gadarenes, they came out to investigate as well. When the Samaritans came to Jesus, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed with them 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. In the case of the Gadarenes, they came to see what was done, but when they came to Jesus, well, they saw with their own eyes a miracle. They found the man who had been living out in tombs and caves. The demons were now departed. He was sitting at the feet of Jesus in his right mind. He was clothed. He was a changed person. But they became afraid. They did not praise God for this. They were afraid with the fear of a person who does not want to see the light. They saw this man was changed. They didn't want to have their lives changed. They did not focus on the miracle and the power of God. They were concerned about him getting into their business. Jesus was interfering with their lives. They wanted him out. They wanted him to just go and leave them alone. Then the whole multitude of the surrounding region of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. They had the Son of God among them, and they didn't want him around. How tragic. And then something even more terrible happened. Description is very short about what happened next. And he got into the boat and returned. He left them to themselves. But, you know, even so, Jesus, in his mercy, did provide some hope for some of them who perhaps might have a soft heart. For as Jesus was getting in the boat to leave, the healed man came to Jesus. And he asked, "Can I come with you?" Jesus told him to stay, return to his house, and tell others of the great things that God had done for him. You know, Jesus didn't call everybody that he encountered to come be his disciples and follow him. In some cases, he wanted them to stay and proclaim to others what God had done. So Jesus sends him back to his home to bear witness to the power of God. And he did that. He proclaimed throughout the city what great things had been done for him. Now, I'm sure this amazed the people because they can only imagine or wonder probably even, is this the same man? This was the man that was just crazy. We couldn't contain him. And I expect that God used this man's life to speak to the hearts of some who may have had a soft heart. So we can learn from this encounter today to be like the man who was healed, not to be like the crowd who asked Jesus to leave. Let's be willing to go back to our homes, to our jobs, our friends, to live lives and be testimonies of God's grace to those where we live. We may not be called to go out in other areas away from home and preach in other lands, like the disciples. But we're called to be salt and light where we are. Let us thank God for what he has done among us. Let us reflect that grace that God has given us, that we have received to others. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.